Sweet Betsy from Pike, Pike County, Missouri. She's no genie with the light brown hair floating like a vapor on the soft summer air. This woman of song was a new breed, at least in song. Self-reliant and tough, she broke the rules. It's said to succeed in this world, a woman must dress like a girl, act like a lady, think like a man, and work like a dog. But not Sweet Betsy. She flaunted her womanhood, fought like a man, swore like a sailor, and covered with ribbons and rings, danced like a boxer. John Stone's Sweet Betsy from Pike was published in San Francisco in 1858, 7 years after Stephen Foster published I Dream of Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair on the opposite coast. These two pre-Civil War tunes trace the fine wine of the established eastern United States as it turned to the vinegar of the West. She reckons back to Chaucer's Wife of Bath, a woman bold with sexuality, ruggedness, independence, beauty, and complexity.
Out on the prairie, one bright starry night, they broke out the whiskey and Betsy got tight. She sang and she howled as she danced o'er the plain and showed her bare legs to the whole wagon train.
Fair damsel, Victorian song did no such thing. Betsy has a run-in with Brigham Young, the Mormon preacher who wanted her in his collection of wives.
They stopped at Salt Lake to inquire of the way, where Brigham declared that Sweet Betsy should stay. But Betsy got frightened and ran like a deer, while Brigham stood pawing the ground like a steer.
Betsy suffers the hard trail, fires her musket and ball at Indians, has a bipolar episode in the desert. Get up, Betsy, you'll get sand in your eyes, Ike comforts her, and the two travel on, arm in arm. In Placerville, they attend a dance.
The miner said, Betsy, will you dance with me? I will, you old hoss, if you don't make too free. But don't dance me hard, you wanna know why. I'll gun ya, I'm chock full of strong alkali.
It's hard to imagine, Jeannie, swearing even the mild oath, doggone, let alone declare herself full of desert laxative. Their trek ended, they marry. But Sweet Betsy from Pike is just too much for Ike.
Getting jealous, obtained a divorce, while Betsy, well satisfied, said with a shout, goodbye, you big womix, I'm glad you backed out.
Sure, Sweet Betsy was a mythical woman in a raucous song, but who she is alive and well today in hearty, outspoken, morally independent, and talented women.
Sweet Betsy from Pike, presented by Cool Hand Uke. Her story is a production of the Women's Collective of KVMR-FM, Nevada City, California. We can be reached at kvmr.org.